You have them in here tomorrow. What do you do? If you do?
Yeah, we'll have practice tomorrow. We'll be out here early and have a half a day, and then get ready for the draft. That's a good question. It's a great question. Depends on whose mock draft you're looking at, right?
Is that hard for you to sort of compartmentalize? You know, this is obviously a big week for the draft and this going on here.
I think it's important that, you know, you have to be where your feet are. So you have to give attention to what room you're in and what you're doing at the time and go from there.
Dan, as you anticipate, though, your first draft as head coach, is it pretty cool to think of sitting in that chair tomorrow night?
We'll get there when we get there. You know, I'm not spending a bunch of time on that right now. We have a lot of work to do today. Think about it a little bit tonight, and then put it to bed tonight when I lay my head on the pillow and get ready for tomorrow when tomorrow comes.
And does a mini camp like this kind of give you any insight as far as, you know, you might be thinking going one position at the beginning of the month, and you see what you have, and then maybe you say, oh, maybe we ought to consider a different position?
No, I think, you know, everybody's on the same page. We always draft the best player available. This is a good opportunity to get these guys out here on the grass and, you know, take a look at a lot of new faces, really. A lot of these defensive guys and special teams guys had an opportunity to you know, be around me for the last couple of days and increase their exposure as we move forward. But we're always evaluating players, and they're always evaluating coaches, which it works both ways. And then, you know, when it comes time for the draft, you just – pick the best guy, the highest guy on the board, and you go from there.
How much better informed do you think you are with the way, you know, obviously your involvement in the process of time? Like, did you personally do anything differently aside from looking at the defensive players as well?
No, I try to separate, you know, what you see off the field and the medical and all those types of things, and just evaluate what I see on tape. That's what we as coaches do best. And you trust the scouts. They've been working their tail off. You trust the scouts, and they give you the background information. You trust the medical. They work their tail off, too. They go down to Indianapolis. They do it a couple times, and they do the recheck. So you let them do their job. You trust everybody in the process, and then you go from there.
A lot of times a new coach and a player he drafts, the first player, have sort of a long arc and a long relationship, and they're sort of tied to each other. Certainly with Tom and Eli, that was the case. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you anticipate that? Do you see that? And is this something special about your first draft pick as a head coach?
That may be a little too dramatic for me. I'm excited for the process, and I look forward to seeing who's the highest guy on the board.
Do you know who you would like to pick tomorrow? You're not going to tell us, but
no. Again, you go through the process. There's a bunch of scenarios, and you take who's the highest on the board. You go from there.
Given this mini camp, though, it makes for a long day. It makes for a long, you know, usually the lead, and you guys are in your offices, you know, with the draft meetings. It's, you know, you're not on the field 2-3 days at a time.
Yeah, that's normal. Yeah, we like it. We like being busy. We enjoy what we do. We're fortunate, you know, our hobby's our profession. Not a lot of people in the world get to say that.
How different is the draft process for you in general? When you were in Green Bay and you came over here as a coach?
There are a lot of similarities. A lot of places do it the same. I'm not going to give all our secrets away, but I do trust in the process. I think the process is very clean here, very detailed, and there's a lot of input to go around.